Chapter 14. I am in a storm. When I returned home, Dora had become more seriously ill. We waited days and then weeks for her to start to feel better. I began to think that I would never see my child wife running in the sunshine with her old friend Jip again. But I could not believe it in my heart. Dora lay in bed all day, and my aunt and I sat beside her for many hours. She said that we were very good to her. Sometimes her aunts came to visit her, and we talked about our happy wedding day. One day, Agnes came too. She and Dora had become great friends since we were married.
"I am going to say something to you," Dora said to me on the evening that Agnes came.
We were alone, and Agnes was downstairs. I laid my head upon Dora's bed, and she looked into my eyes.
"I am afraid, dear, that I was too young to marry you," she said slowly. "Not in years, but in thoughts and experience. I was a silly little thing. I was not the right person to be your wife."
"We have been very happy, my sweet Dora," I said, crying.
"I was very happy," she said. "But it is better that I go now. Oh, don't cry, my poor boy. Please go downstairs and send Agnes up to me. I want to speak with her alone."
I went downstairs and gave Agnes Dora's message. She disappeared and left me alone by the fire with Jip. He had grown very old. As I looked out at the night sky, I started crying again and could not stop. I knew in my heart that Dora spoke the truth. Later that night, it was all over. Dora was gone. I now come to another event in my life that was so awful that I dreamed of it for years after. I will try to write it down, but I do not only remember it, I see it happen again and again in front of me. Peggotty had come to stay with me after Dora died, and I was often with her and her brother at that time. Mr. Peggotty was getting ready to sail to Australia with Emily, but I never saw her. One September evening, Mr. Peggotty came over and asked me to send a letter to Ham from Emily. She wanted to say goodbye to Ham. "Of course," I said, "but I will take it to Yarmouth. I would like to see Ham." I often wondered how Ham was, and after Dora's death, I felt that a journey to Yarmouth would be good for me. I left the next night, travelling along the road that I had found myself on many times before. As we left London, I noticed that the sky was a very strange colour. There had been wind all day, but as we moved closer to the sea, the wind increased more and more. Dark clouds filled the sky, and rain came down hard. By morning, I knew that I had never seen a storm like it. When we reached Yarmouth, I went down to look at the wild sea. On the beach, I saw groups of old fishermen looking from the water to the sky and shaking their heads. I could not see Ham among them, so I fought against the wind to the little boathouse, but he was not there. I went back to my hotel, but I could not rest. I felt very worried about Ham. Suddenly, someone was knocking on my door. "What's the matter?" I cried.
"A shipwreck!" said an excited voice outside. "It's a boat from Spain! Hurry, sir, if you want to see it! It is breaking up into pieces!"
Many people were running down to the beach. I followed them to the sea, and then I saw it in front of me, a broken boat rolling around on the angry sea. We could see four people holding on to the ship's ropes. The sea rose up, and two of them disappeared. People on the beach screamed and ran around wildly. Then the people on the beach moved, and Ham came running through them to the front. Suddenly, several other fishermen chased after Ham with ropes. Ham took one rope in his hand and put another around his body. I ran to him and held him back with both hands.
"Master Davy," he cried when he saw me, "if it is time for me to die, then I will die. I'm going into the sea."
I heard another cry on the beach and looked up to see that there was only one man left on the shipwreck. It was breaking up. Ham watched the sea silently, then ran into it. I saw Ham move up and down with the water. He was hurt. I could see blood on his face. He swam towards the shipwreck, but before he could reach it, a great mountain of water came down, and Ham and the boat were gone. The men on the beach pulled the rope that was tied to Ham, and his body came to my feet. He had drowned. Just hours later, another body came on to the sand where Emily and I had once played together as children. It was the body of my old school friend, James Steerforth. I knew that I could not tell Mr. Peggotty and Emily about this terrible event. I wanted them to start their new lives in Australia feeling happy. When I returned to London some days later, I told them that I had given Ham the letter and that everything was fine. When the day came for them to sail away, they were not alone on their journey. The Micawber family had also decided to begin a new life in Australia, and my dear aunt had paid for their tickets to thank Mr. Micawber for his brave actions against Uriah Heep. We wished them all every success and said a sad goodbye. I went away to Switzerland soon after that to spend time thinking about all those who had left me. I thought a lot about Agnes too, and the way that I felt about her began to change. 3 years passed before I returned to London. I did not allow myself to hope that Agnes could ever be more than a friend to me, but some months after my return, I decided to tell her. One winter evening, I found Agnes alone at home. She was cheerful, and we talked for some time. I had started writing a lot at that time, and Agnes was always very interested in my work. As I looked at her beautiful face, she saw that I was watching her.
"You are very thoughtful today, Trotwood," she said.
"I came to tell you something," I said. "Dearest Agnes, who I love very much, I have come to ask if I may ever call you more than a sister." Agnes started to cry. "Agnes, you have always been so good and wise," I continued. "I went away loving you, I stayed away, loving you. I returned home, loving you. She was sobbing now, but not sadly. I saw happiness in her eyes.
Oh, Trotwood, said Agnes, I have loved you all my life.
And now I reach the end of my story. I will look at my life one last time before I close these pages. I see Agnes at my side. We got married many happy years ago now. Our children and our friends are around us. Here is my aunt wearing stronger glasses, but she can still walk 6 miles in winter weather. And here comes Peggotty, who is always with her. She has something in her pocket. It is my old animal book, which she reads to my children. I see an old man, Mr. Dick, making enormous kites and flying them in the air with my boys. And now, as I close this book, these faces disappear. But one beautiful face, without which I would be nothing, stays near. Oh, Agnes, I hope that your face will still be beside me when I reach the end of my life. Penguin Readers, David Copperfield, Charles Dickens, Level 5. Retold by Hannah Dolan. Illustrated by Hablet Knight Brown. Series editor Sorrel Pitts. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.